Okay, I appreciate this. I know you've got a lot of other things to do and probably have tremendous demands on your time. And thank you very much for the autographed picture you sent to my son.
No problem.
He really liked that.
Yes.
Okay, I'll ask you, I don't know, 8 or 10 or 12 questions, and if you just answer as short or as long as you want to, you know, whatever you feel like saying. Eastern League Most Valuable Player in 85 and really had no problems with minor league pitching at all. Do you think you were brought up too soon? Should have stayed another full season in Maine, or what's your opinion?
Well, I think I went up, you know, probably at the right time. I think, you know, different people have different time thing, different time zones, and I think also they have, it depends on your personality, on your makeup, stuff like that, if you can handle it and things like that. And sometimes they're worried about bringing a guy up too quick, because if he falls, he'll never make it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to kind of feel the guy out to see how he feels and see how, I guess, what kind of personality and what kind of makeup the person has. And I think, you know, my time down there was good for me. I think the best part of it with me being down there was, you know, my 2 months in Maine, because it really, really got me prepared and ready for the big leagues.
Well, you were doing very well in Maine. You played the last two-thirds, roughly, of the season with the Indians. Now, I don't know if anybody's told you this or you knew it, but if you converted your two-thirds to a full season, which, of course, doesn't mean anything because you can't do it, but if you did, your numbers were better than Canseco's.
Right.
He was Rookie of the Year. What? And this is a question you may not want to answer. What do you think your chance would have been for Rookie of the Year if you'd waited to come up the first of 87?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, but, you know, people have always told me if I had a full year that I would have got Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, with the way I was playing then and the way it was going, I think I probably, you know, could have had a good shot at it. It just, you know, then again, it's hard to say because I wasn't there and I still came in fourth, so.
Yeah, well, you had a fine season. You've done very well in the even-numbered years and not so hot in the odd-numbered years. So is this going to be a good year?
I think so.
Good.
I feel good about it.
Good. I know I've got two sons who would think that would be great. I've got an 18-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they both are wanting you to break loose. Gold Glove. I myself thought that you should have had one last year. You've got the best arm. One of the best, if not the best, anyhow. What do you think? Do you think you deserved one last year?
Yeah, I do. I don't know what it is or, you know, what you have to do out there. I mean, you figure, you know, Golden Glove should be a defensive, I guess, an award. That's what it is.
Yeah, right.
Even though I struggled with a bat last year, you know, even the year before that.
Yeah.
I had 5 errors, but I had the most assists in the American League and the National League both.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I had a good shot at it, you know, in 88. But I thought I should have had it for sure last year, and then it just didn't go. So I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm in Cleveland and people don't know who I am, or I have a hard time believing, you know, what the deal with that is. But
do you think there's a popularity aspect? I know it's not voted on by the fans, which of course would be popularity, but do you think there's, I don't know, maybe popularity is not the right word, but
I don't know who votes on it, really.
It's the managers and coaches in the league. And I don't see how anybody that, I don't think your manager and your coaches can vote for you, but it's the other, on the other teams.
Well, I don't understand that either, because all of them tell me that I do have the best arm and I'm the best right fielder in the league.
Yeah.
Every coach and manager that I talk to. And, you know, every year it comes out, it says, here's the 3 Golden Gloves, but the best outfielder in the American League is Corey Snyder.
Right.
So I have no idea what that deal is, but, you know, I just, you know, take it as it goes, I guess.
Well, nothing you can do about it, unfortunately.
I just feel if I have a good year out there and I feel good about it, then that's okay for me. And if an award comes, then great.
Yeah, you're the one, I guess, ultimately has to be satisfied.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I mean, if you get an award for something, an MVP or a Golden Glove or whatever it may be, that's just an extra and a plus.
Yeah, great. Well, that's a good attitude.
I feel good about myself and deep down know that I was the best or that I felt like I did the best job I could last year, then that's good enough for me.
Do you think the infield is a thing of the past?
I think it is right now.
Okay, you're a right fielder.
I think it is right now with the Indians.
Okay.
You never know in the future, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting back into shortstop somewhere. They drafted me as shortstop, and I showed them last year I played 6 games as short, and I showed them that I can play there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I got a team and they said, look, the job's yours, I think I do, could do a pretty darn good job. So, but the way it looks right now, it looks like I'm going to be in the outfield right now with the Indians.
What do you think of your new manager?
I like him. He seems like a really, really good guy. He really keeps us loose. He's funny. I think he's great so far.
Everybody says he's one of the nicest guys in the game.
He's really a player's manager.
Well, that's great.
Which is great, and hopefully he'll stay that way during the season. You know, sometimes you never know what happens because spring training is loose and you're just, doing things. But it seems like it's going to carry on.
Okay.
It's going to be your rough times, your bad times. You know, he's going to have to get honest, but that's part of the game. But I think as a whole so far, he's been great. And hopefully he can, keep it that way and keep us motivated, keep us pumped up and loose for the season.
Well, he's had some success. I hope he can continue it or do it again.
So do I.
How do you feel about Joe Carter being traded?
Well, he was, one of my closest friends on the team, so, in that aspect, I guess it hurts me a little bit, but I guess, that was the thing he wanted. And, he wanted to get out, he wanted to get in another team, he just wasn't, happy there, so for him, I guess it was great. For us, it's probably going to maybe hurt us a little bit in the power categories and things like that, but I think we're going to be fine defensively.
Yeah, I think you probably stepped up defensively.
We're going to be fine, but it's just, I've lost, in the last 4 years since I've been here, I've lost, two or three of my best friends, and they just keep leaving, so it's hard to say, but hopefully we'll be able to get over that and go out and have a good year and see what happens.
Do you like it in Cleveland?
Yeah. I like living there. It's nice. I wish we can just get a little more fan support, that's all.
Yeah, that's a shame. I guess winning ball games gets them out.
They're a very football-oriented town.
Yeah.
And they've never had a baseball winter in so long, and since we're there, we're the team they take it out on.
Right.
Instead of kind of like maybe like turning the tables a little bit and saying, let's go out and support these guys for a while and see what they do.
Fans are funny things.
You can still, yell us and scream us whatever you want, but on my side, it'd be very interesting to see, some positive things going in Cleveland and seeing how we do.
Yeah, get over 500 and stay there. I think you might.
Right, we were there last year.
Uh huh.
A half a game out of first place at All-Star break.
Yeah.
And we were still like averaging 6,000 fans a game.
Oh, that's hard to believe.
That's just crazy, and it's hard. People can say, well, it's cold, or, you haven't had a winter in so long, and you fold all the time. Well, after a while, that eats on you. And you sit there and say, well, let's just play for ourselves, because, nobody cares here anyways.
Yeah, it's not fair to you guys, because you haven't had a winter in Cleveland for a long time, but you guys haven't been there the last 35 years, so.
We've only been there, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
There's only two guys on the team right now that have been there for the last 4 years, me and Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost make it out to be, we've never had any good players come in here since 1948, which is wrong. They've had a lot of good players.
Very good players. Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of good fans there. But then the majority of them, a lot of them sometimes they live in the past too much. And they need to just, get going here because it's a great town. It's a very good sports town.
I didn't know that.
Went in there, they're out there supporting you. So hopefully we can turn around and maybe bring some excitement in there and, maybe we'll get some good fan support this year.
That would be good. I know everybody likes to play with the fans out there.
Great.
Your dad played ball.
Huh?
Your dad played ball?
Yeah, he played 3 years for the Milwaukee Braves.
How'd he do?
Pretty good. He got to AA, and then he got his arm. He hurt his arm somehow.
What position was he?
He signed as a third baseman, and they converted him over to a pitcher. he was going to play again with the Angels and the Cubs, and there was a few other teams that wanted him. But I was, you know, almost ready to be born, so we just kind of decided he'd better go somewhere else.
Yeah, you gotta get your priorities there.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the best player in the league today?
In the American League?
Yeah.
Probably Kirby Puckett.
Overall the best, over Mattingly and Canseco?
I think so. He's you know, he's a great all-around player.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he hits, you know, he drives and runs, and he plays a great, you know, great outfield.
Okay.
That's just, you know, the way I feel. But.
Okay, well, I think I agree with you. I just want to see what you thought. Uh-huh. Okay, who is the best pitcher in the league today?
Tough one, because more and more are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you've got,
Roger Clemens.
Langston's back.
Langston's back. Those are probably the two toughest righty and lefties, I probably in the league.
Okay.
You know, they're each coming up with different pitches, and they have, you know, great control over the pitches, so I probably have to say those two are probably the best in the league right now.
Who's the toughest pitcher on you in the league?
Probably Clemens still.
Okay.
He still gets the ball up there and knows what he's doing, so it's you know, he's not as tough as he used to be, you know, on me, I guess, but he's still, you know, a good pitcher. I have a lot of respect for him.
What was your one best game you've had so far in the majors?
Probably thinking against Baltimore, I went 4-for-4 with, like, I think one home run or something like that, and I had like 7 RBIs.
Oh, that's a good day.
Yeah.
What's your biggest thrill in baseball so far?
In the majors or baseball?
Baseball.
Probably playing an Olympic team.
How'd you do on the Olympic team?
We got a silver medal.
Oh, you yourself, how'd you do?
I did pretty well. In the Olympics, I hit like 400. I had like 2 home runs. This is like in five games, something like that.
Uh-huh.
I did fairly well. It was fun. It's something I always remember. It was a great time, and we just had a lot of good players.
Yeah, you sure did. Most of those boys are up there now.
Yep.
What was your college record? You were shortstop all the way through?
Well, I beat the third baseman out as a freshman. So I was a third baseman as a freshman, started, and then I converted over to shortstop, and I was shortstop my last 2 years.
Well, how'd you bat?
I think my career average was like .472.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. There was talk back just after you were drafted of the Indians switching you to second base.
Yeah, that was just kind of an experiment they're trying to do.
Okay, that was never followed through.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You probably have as good a reputation, if not better, with your treatment of the fans and your response to the fans of anybody around. Why are you so good with them?
Well, mainly because I don't think I'm better than them.
That's good.
I'm just, you know, a regular human being just like anybody else.
That's great.
And I've just had my God-given talents and to play baseball. I mean, you know, you have your talent as a reporter. Everybody's got their talents, but...
I'm a veterinarian, not a reporter, but okay.
What's that?
I'm a veterinarian, not a reporter, but okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is something I do on the side.
But that's you know, probably it. I don't think I'm better than anybody else.
Great.
And I feel like, you know, a fan is a fan, and it only takes a couple of seconds to sign an autograph, and you're not better than them, so you don't, you know. I just want to treat them the way I would like to be treated.
Well, you ought to give seminars to some of your compatriots up there. How many autograph requests? I know at the ballpark you probably swamp. What about through the mail? Do you get a lot of them?
I average about 75 a day.
Holy mackerel. And you respond?
Every one of them.
You must have writer's cramp.
Yeah, I usually stay up. I probably probably during the season, I figure I stay up probably an hour every night. And then I cram at the end of the season to get them all done.
And you continue to get them after the season?
And then I get them, in the off season, I sign all those two. Usually I'll sign them, what they do is they go to my parents' house because that was my first address.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that go to Cleveland, I have them send them out. And then I start signing those. I usually take a break the rest of October, November, and then I'll sign them for two or three hours straight every night around, 1st of December, because a lot of them are Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll sign those and get those out, and then I'll wait until about a week before spring training starts and sign all the rest of them if any more come.
Well, I figured you must have been swamped with them. When I wrote requesting the interview, I think it was in October, and I guess I received a reply about 2 months later. I figured first that since it took that long, you weren't going to reply, and then when it came, I figured you probably were just taking things in the order they came.
Yeah, it's amazing, because the ones that go to my parents, they probably get, in the off-season, maybe five or six of them a day.
Mm.
And it cuts it down. But from Cleveland, I get those manila envelopes?
Yeah.
I get two of those a week.
Oh, boy, they got to be stuffed. There's got to be dozens in there.
Keep adding up, and sometimes I get three or four of them a week. But they just put everything in a box for me, and then when I get to spring training here, I'm loaded too. So, usually during the season, I usually can get them out quicker, because the off season I'm more busy.
Uh-huh.
And I usually sign them 1st of December and 1st of February.
Oh, you do have a life of your own too. People have got to be aware of that. Do you do baseball card shows?
Yeah, I've done a lot of them in the past. I'm kind of more or less, I guess, I don't know, getting away from it a little bit, because it's just getting too expensive for the kids.
What do they charge for your autograph?
Sometimes they charge between, $4 to $8.
$4, that's not too bad, but $8 for a 10-year-old kid to come up with it. Yeah.
The worst is when you're sitting there and the mother walks up and says, "I can't believe you're charging $8 for your autograph."
Yeah, I know, it's blamed on you.
To do with me.
Yeah.
I only did one or two last season. Those are both charity. I did them for free.
Okay, that's great.
Because I do them for Primary Children's Hospital, various, charities I'll do them for. I did one for Burt Blylevin. He had a charity for a high school and stuff like that. And I would rather do something like that. That's better. Because it's not the money, it's the principle. And I'd rather sign for free for kids anyways, because that's good for kids, and you know they're doing something that's worthwhile.
It's an example that's being set, too, and that's very important.
Mm-hmm. Very important to me, too.
Do you save souvenirs and mementos from your career?
Uh-huh.
What's your big thing that you collect?
I collect all my baseball cards, all my baseballs, things like that. I mean, I have a lot of stuff from the Olympics. I have my Olympic bat. I've got, my first big league home run, my first big league hit. All those, certain things. I have, a ring from college and my Olympic ring. I just have a lot of little things. But that's every little thing you get, or every new thing you get, you want to collect one of them, I guess. But that's, what I try to do.
My oldest son's got your baseball card. So you got a bunch of them.
Uh-huh.
You, Gary Carter, Will Clark. He collects all the cards of you three guys, and he's got two notebooks filled with just you three guys.
That's a good deal.
Man, he loves it. He keeps looking for more. Do you have any goals that you're aiming for, either this year or career-wise or anything?
I don't think really goals career-wise. I haven't, really set, too many big goals in the past and stuff. I'll set small ones during the season. I want to accomplish this or accomplish that and things like that, but a lot of times I like to go out there and just play hard and see what happens. But, I have a few goals that, I've kind of set for myself this year. What do I, what things I want to accomplish.
Anything you care to tell me, or is it just something between you and yourself?
Kind of within myself type thing.
Okay, well,
I know I want to do.
I hope you reach them.
Yeah, so do I.
Do you have any advice to young players?
I figure the best advice for young players is, you have to have the gut desire to play baseball. And if you have that, the determination is going to come in, the factor of that. And just to try, the best you can to play hard at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And give 100%, on and off the field, and, you know, do your best, because nobody can ask more if you do your best and you know that you've done your best.
I guess that's all you can do. Do you have a college degree?
What's that?
Do you have a college degree?
No, I don't. I only was able to get to college for 3 years.
Okay, you gonna finish? Do you think you'll finish?
What's that?
Do you think you'll finish?
You know, I'd like to sometime, but, you know, it's been so hard the last few years because you have to go to certain colleges because you're past that one period.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these colleges start at the wrong time.
It would be very hard in the major league schedule to get to complete. You'd have to go to maybe a school that has a quarter system instead of the semester system.
Right. You'd have to go quarter. You'd have to do it, like, you know, by mail and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about maybe doing it like that or something, because I'd really like to get back and be able to, you know, get a degree in business or something like that, because I'd like to go into something like that after, you know, after baseball's up in a few years. But we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, that's I guess right now you're pretty doggone good ball player. It's awful hard to look beyond that at this point, but you know, the end does come eventually.
Yep, always does.
Corey, I appreciate your time. I know you played today. You probably got a whole lot better things to do. Could I ask you one real quick favor? My son's in the other room. He doesn't know I'm calling you right now. His season opened today. He was the opening day pitcher, and on a very cold day, he did not have it, but he still ended up winning 10-7. He normally has excellent control, and he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn today. But anyhow, would you say hello to him?
Yeah.
Hang on just a sec.
Hey, come in there, Dave. Hey, come in there, please. Come here.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
This is Heath.
Hey, how you doing? This is Corey Snyder.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right.
We got an opening day today, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Horrible.
Not too good, huh?
No.
Well, that's all right.
We won, but I did horrible.
Well, that's all right. You got more days, right?
Yeah, true.
Just, well, that's good. I'm, just talked to your dad a little bit about a few things. But, But you pitched today, huh?
Yes, I did.
Didn't do very well?
No, I gave up 7 runs, 5 earned, and 4 2/3 innings.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get them next time, right?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, good. Just try harder next time. Keep your head up, right?
I will, yes.
Good deal.
How'd y'all do today?
I think we lost 4-3. I left in, like, the about the fifth inning.
Really?
Yeah, we took the first bus back, but we're going to be okay this year, I think.
Oh, good. It'd be nice.
Still right now, so we'll be all right.
All right. Good.
But, well, heck, you keep it up too, all right?
All right.
Keep your head up. Get him next time.
Okay. All right. My dad needs to talk to you again.
Okay, take it easy.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Corey.
Okay.
This thing, sometime over the period of the next week, I'll get this thing typed up and submit it. And the magazine's schedule is, I have no idea how to interpret it. Sometimes I'll submit something to them and it'll be published in a month, and other times it'll be 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
So sometime this summer, this will appear. First of all, would you like to see it before I submit it to make sure that everything I've said is what you said?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, as soon as I get it typed, I'll send it to Cleveland, I guess.
Yeah,
because
that's super.
And then if after you read it, I'll enclose an envelope, let me know if it's okay with you what I've said, and then I'll submit it to the magazine.
Okay, great.
And then once it's published, we'll get you a couple of copies of the magazine.
Super.
Okay, Corey, thank you very much.
Okay, thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.